This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a lot of livestock trading talk that typically happens on the station. You can only get that in the cross. But yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atatula. It's a football Friday. It's a funky football Friday, and not in no good way, unfortunately. The Texans fall. At the Meadowlands, at MetLife Stadium on a Halloween. We were talking about all the strange things that could happen. This was a strange one in all the worst ways.
Oh, you'll hear about that in passing thoughts.
Oh, okay, very good.
We brought it up yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, you have all those things, and unfortunately the strangeness did not work to your benefit. Again, 21-13 was the score in favor of the New York Jets. A woeful New York Jets managed to get their third win of the season in Week 9 at your expense. And, man, sickening. A sickening watch, going to be completely honest. It was fun to watch it with the people that I did at the Buffalo Wild Wings in spring, the watch party. I felt bad, though. I felt bad for the folks, right? We come out, we watch together, we're hoping to eat, drink, be merry, and the merry did not come through on this Halloween. Because this, for me, Lopez, felt like a chickens coming home to roost game. And I set the bar so low for myself for this team. I was like, look, I don't need to see anything special except a W. And they couldn't do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Exposed. Like this team was completely exposed. But almost to the point where it's starting to be very, very clear, and you heard it from C.J. Stroud, you obviously heard it from D'Amico Ryans, that the frustration level is to the point where, and I don't know if, you know, this is probably a good thing, I think you're almost forced to, let's use the word, wholesale changes in how you approach offense. I really do believe that. You've got C.J. Stroud, I mean, he literally said, we got to execute better, stop pointing fingers. That speaks to what's going on in the offensive room. That speaks to players, you know, not taking accountability, players not taking responsibility for how they're playing on the offensive line. We know D'Amico Ryan. You're going to hear all this stuff today, and it's going to be very, very enlightening. But when the quarterback says, we need to stop pointing fingers, that's all I needed to hear, man. Like they need some big-time wholesale changes. Remember when we've been talking about, maybe not Titus back to guard, and you know, Blake Fisher at tackle, or maybe not Kendrick Green, and everything. He said it a couple of weeks ago, but now they need to follow up. Everything's on the table.
Oh, YouTube, you got great belief in me, or maybe just a complete lack of belief in them's catch from Ray on the YouTube. Reggie can protect CJ better than those dudes. I don't know if I could do that against Quinnen Williams.
You can get run over.
Yeah, I definitely could.
Yeah.
And I guess that wouldn't be all that different. Like I said, it felt like a chicken's coming home to roost game. This is where I feel kind of vindicated and not in a happy way with all of the thing, all of the ways that I felt after the wins that we've had during the course of this season thus far, where you come in and you go, yeah, they got a win, but the process hasn't looked good.
Yeah.
What they've been doing has not, and it's like, all right, well, you know, get a win and just move past it. But ultimately, this was all of those issues being exposed on national TV, in part because it's a short week, in part because you're on the road, in part because it's a Halloween and all of these things. Mm-hmm. But these are all an underlying inherent faults that you had in the crust of this planet that is the Texans.
Yeah.
And they were exposed. Like, you had the eruption. And so I kind of want to point to some of these, right? First of all, not finishing drives was incredibly evident, particularly in the second half where there was only like three of them. And you had 10 plays, you went very long, and you just you soiled yourself.
Yeah.
And it felt like that was a continuation, right? You didn't finish drives, and this one ties in. Then you've done this all season long where you've mm-hmm. gotten to just outside of the red area, right in that kind of like between the 50 and the 20, between mm-hmm. the 50 and the 30 on the opposing side. You'll get there and just it'll fall apart. The wheels will fall off. And then at times it'll look like they're kind of playing for a field goal. And then they depend on the kicker too much.
Yeah, look, you talk about the chickens coming home to roost. That's just two things. There's several others as well. And I think the bigger problem, look, this offensive line, we're going to talk about it. DeMeco talked about it.
The interior offensive line is absolutely one of those. They
have to have wholesale changes. It's no longer maybe this, maybe that. I get all that. But this was an embarrassment. Like, this was an embarrassment of what this offense simply is not. They are not the offense that we thought they were. Hey, Nico's coming back. I don't know how much Nico's going to help. He's going to help some. There's no question. Stephon Diggs is out. The offensive line can't protect your quarterback to save their lives. This is one of those things where if you don't make big time changes, make big decisions, address the trade deadline, attack it, so to speak, come back, and you have 10 days between now and the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are going to absolutely smoke you.
Oh yeah, that is one of the teams that I think people are coalescing around as the single best team in the NFL.
Yeah,
and one of some of the things that they do very well are things that you are not equipped to handle right now.
Yeah.
And when you talk about wholesale changes, I agree. The thing that scares me, however, is. Do you even have the capacity for that?
Yeah.
Do you even have the capabilities? Because one of those chickens that did come home to roost is the one that we talked about, or that we've talked about all season long, and to varying degrees, right? It's one that's the focus has moved around it, but it comes back, right? We talk about Laremy Tunsil. We'll talk about mm-hmm. Kenyon Green. But really, the entirety of the interior of that offensive line, as I think Laremy Tunsil was the only one on that offensive line that didn't get charged for at least half a sack. Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It is, as much as Kenyon Green had been the weak link mm-hmm. in this, it is the whole damn thing. And if that's the case, right, musical chairs or putting somebody else in there or even making a trade, how many offensive linemen can you officially trade for and to fix this? Because... This is problematic. Like this, and this is foundational, right?
Yeah.
One of the things I love saying, y'all probably already sick of me saying this, is that the game at its essence is about blocking and tackling, and right now the blocking part looks way too damn hard for a team that's supposed to be good.
And you can no longer ignore it. Like you know, I like the way you put it. Chickens coming home to roost, because we've talked around a lot of things. It was in living color right in front of you yesterday. All the things that absolutely have hindered this team to a point, and now they're hurting this team to a really bad point. The New York Jets, the woeful, disheveled, disjointed New York Jets, were by far the better team last night. And that's what bothered me the most. And I talk about like what's going on in the locker room. That's the bigger issue. Like when CJ said pointing fingers, Tytus Howard had the gall, the absolute gall.
The audacity. The unmitigated gall.
The gall to say, and I quote, "The most frustrating part was we were the better team." You were not the better team. You were the worst team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week. with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, at what point does the theoretical notion of being better get trumped by what we're actually seeing? Because that's been the conversation a lot of weeks.
Yeah, hey, right? They're 6-3, man. 6-2.
Yeah, they got the win.
Yeah.
They ultimately pulled it out, right? Like, win close games. How many of those games were supposed to be close? Of these games that do we want to play the schedule game and actually go look at them? How many of these games ended up being close that actually probably should not have been close, right? Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Right? Just for the heck of it, right? Yeah. And just because I could feel my blood pressure boiling as the course of, I thought I was going to be cool with all in all these things.
It gets you.
Cool,
it brings you down.
But it really did rile up. 29-27 at the Colts. Should that have been as close as it was?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. All right. 19-13 versus the Bears at home.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Vikings game, yeah. 24-20 against the Jags at home.
Absolutely not.
The Bills game, 23-20.
That was probably their best win of the year.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. You got the Patriots big. You lost to the Packers 24-22. And then Colts last week, 23-20.
Absolutely should not have been that close.
Right. Like, if you're looking at the way that they've played in those games, I don't know that you can come out and say that the Jets, that you were the better team. You have not existed as the better team a lot of these times. And that's where the process versus the results issue has sat for me. Right. Yeah. Like, underlying in all these things has been the signs that maybe, just maybe, you are not indeed the good the team that you believed yourself to be. And some of the things that were propping you up in the course of trying to, you know, be that better team or sneak out with these wins, like the defense, they were load bearing.
Yeah.
And when they fail a little bit, like in the second half, when the Jets realize, hey, what if we just get the ball out quick and neutralize the one thing that they do really, really well, which they already weren't doing incredible at, which is pass rush and pressuring. And then
run the ball. They ran the ball a little bit, too.
They did. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, if your defense wasn't able to get a lot of turnovers and get you short fields and those types of things, turnovers not just in the way of interceptions and fumbles, but also like turnover on downs is what I'm talking about, get the ball back. If they weren't able to do that, you couldn't have five shots at the apple where eventually you get a few field goals and then eventually find a touchdown, right? Like, those things did not happen for you. And then this is who you are, right? Like, I don't remember who the quote is, and at this point that's because I'm now in my head and I'm just freaking out right now about this game. But like, you are what your record says you are in some ways, but like, I'll flip that to, you are what we're seeing on the field, what the tape is showing us that you are.
Yeah.
And not finishing drives, depending on the kicker too much, interior offensive line. Hell, the text line, a fair text comes in, right? 832, and of course this is the 5-Hour Energy text line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. How in the hell does Jalen Petrie get matched up on Davante Adams one-on-one in your scheme, and you're okay with that, right? Petrie in coverage is one of those things that we've talked about, and that man-up coverage, and it wasn't just Devontae. I'm pretty sure the touchdown that Garrett Wilson, one of the one-handed ones, of course the one that was not on the back line, the one that he caught in stride and then took into the end zone, that's Petrie cutting underneath. There was a few of those where I'm like, yo, Petrie in coverage, he's doing a lot of this trying to cheat underneath, and he's getting beat a few times, and you had a lot of that where you have your slot guy matched up. We talked about this. I think I really caught on to this in the Vikings game when you have Justin Jefferson sliding into that slot and then taking advantage of that. That's another one of those things that's been there, and all of these chickens have come home to roost on this Texans team. And maybe the worst part, I don't know what the worst part is. I can't power rank them in this moment. Maybe the worst part is it happened on national TV. This was an embarrassment.
It was embarrassment.
Where everybody else
watched. It was an absolute embarrassment. And you know, a good team would have done what? As I was looking at this game, like, the Jets were doing everything they could in the first half to just give you the game, to just break. They were getting booed. They scored.
Sell the team chance.
Sell the team chance.
The team that won the game had their fans talking about sell the team.
So think about this. Like, what would the Chiefs have done, the Ravens have done, the Bills have done in your own conference? Had they played in that game, 0 points, one was taken off the board. They're chanting the, you know, sell the team. They're booing the squad. Aaron Rodgers has, it looks like he's a shell of himself, missing guys by 2 and 3 yards. A good team would have been up.
They dropped the touchdown at the goal line.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
You should have lost that game. Or the Jets should have lost that game off of that.
Figgy, they were doing everything they could to just implode. And you didn't even let them off the hook. You never had them on the hook. Like a good team like the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, all these teams in the hell, the Chargers, you know, a middling team that has, you know, that good coach that, and I'm not criticizing DeMeco, but you know, that quarterback that can, we will, but
I was like, here's the thing, right? Like we have given DeMeco and like DeMeco, I think a lot of people as a consensus believe him to be a good coach.
Yeah.
But these are the places that it's tested, man. Like, criticism comes for everybody. Yeah. And I think that there is some criticism to be had for DeMeco Ryans talk about and the rest that of his staff.
But a good team would have stepped on their throat and had the crowd going to the exits at halftime.
A good team, at the very least, would have done a little bit more to cover their their nakedness, right? Like, and there's a lot of places where you saw nakedness. One of those things, obviously, the one that's the most frustrating, offensive line, when you've got the entirety of the interior being walked back into your quarterback's lap to the point where you see it affecting him in all of his play.
And Titus Howard standing there saying, we were the better team. No, you weren't. A good team would have shown it. A better team would have shown it in the first half. A better team would have shown more life in the second half. A better team would have made some plays and been smart enough. Back to the touchdown you talked about with Petrie. What the hell are you doing trying to undercut that ball when you know there's nobody behind you? Like, he knows the defense. He's lining up and knows, I got no protection. And you're undercutting that ball. This was an embarrassment.
From the 8-3-2, the O-line doesn't play together. I mean, they play together. They just get beat. Right? Like this, that's the thing that's frustrating for me. One of the things, there's many at this point, as you might be able to tell. But like half the time, it's not even just that they're not playing it. They're just getting beat.
They're not good enough. That's a damning thing to say to a professional athlete. But, you know, Kenyon Green clearly affected the entire line. Once Kenyon Green went down, the entire line wasn't that much better.
No, and I mean, you mentioned it, right? The idea that Titus Howard's out here saying they're a better team is like the delusion that has to exist there.
Yeah,
and I don't know that you can begin to address an issue without acknowledging it, and it feels like that's a lack of acknowledgement, and you wonder how far that goes on this team.
I think the scary part about this offensive line, too, like a lot of people saying, hey, they need to do something about it. I don't think there's nothing you can really do, man.
Well, there has to be.
Right now?
Well, here's the thing, Figgy. You can't. Look.
I think this is something you got to wait for the offseason, man. And you got to have some real conversations.
I really don't. I honestly, Figgy, I know it's hard. Reggie, I know it's hard. You have a franchise quarterback that is getting pummeled week in, week out, pummeled. You have to do something. It's not an option at this point.
Right. Like what is something, though?
Well, there's the trade deadline. There's moving Titus to guard and Blake Fisher to right tackle. There's, hell, you know, at this point, Kendrick Green was probably the second best lineman on the field for the Texans yesterday.
And those power rankings aren't ones that I want to do. No. Who was the best Texans offensive lineman? We'll all be sick.
The bar is low, but you know, Laremy Tunsil didn't allow what was it, half one pressure and all that. But Kendrick Green showed some fight.
He sure did.
He showed some fight,
and that's saying a lot. Man.
Yes,
that's saying a lot. I think just for that statement right there, I just don't think you can fix this offensive line by the trade deadline, man. I think you could put a Band-Aid over it and get through the season.
I honestly don't think you have an option.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Whether or not you can fix it, you got to try, right?
Yeah, like, you don't have an option.
In the words of a great philosopher, Slim Charles, in the television show, the greatest American television show, mind you, The Wire. If it's a lie, then we fight on that lie, but we got to fight, right? Like, if that's what it is, right? If it's not going to be fixable, that's fine, but we got to give it a shot. Because at this point, what that was putrid. And you've got, it only gets harder. Yes, you get the long week, but then you have arguably the best team coming in and apparently they like dancing on people's graves.
Oh, they'll put 50 if they get a chance.
If you haven't, you know, been paying attention.
They'll put 50 on your ass. I'm not exaggerating. They have.
The only thing I asked for them.
Yeah.
I didn't ask enough for them to look good. I didn't ask for them. I just get the win.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's a Football Friday after an embarrassing Texans loss, 21-13 in New York. Coming up next, let's get into the OG's passing thoughts. We'll do that on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.